but three things.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. We have a lot to learn today.
What are we going to do?
Were you paying attention?
I anticipate a deeply religious experience.
About to come out, wherever you are.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Listen to this.
I will tell you three things.
Listen to me, please!
Pay it. I say pay attention.
Pay attention, son. This is for your own good.
You moron.
But you listen to me.
Listen to me.
Listen to me, Coppertop.
I'm out there on the front lines liberating people.
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them.
Hey, 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 hey,
listen to me, yo.
Are you ready now?
Yes.
Listen to me, please.
Three things. Three things. Three things.
Parental guidance is suggested.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, howdy, and welcome back to Three Things. I'm Jenna, hostess with the mostess. That's indisputable, since I'm the only host or hostess, or what have you, on Three Things. I like it that way. Bit of an update about the special edition with Chow and some poetry. It's taking a long time, dang it, but it'll be this Saturday. That's February 11th, I pinky swear. No excuses intended, but I've been a little busy gathering lots of goodies to send over to Iraq and my kid and her unit. Just some fiddly bits to bring a little home to the far away. Send a thought this way real quick-like, and I'll stuff it in the box for all those guys and gals over there. No charge for shipping. I'll do that for free. Right into thing one. Off with their heads. Okay. I'm a skosh disgusted at the people who shall remain nameless, mostly because they and everyone else know who they are, that saw fit to use the podium at the service for Coretta Scott King to voice their particular politics. This is shameful and icky of them. So I'm just going to chop off all of their collected heads at one time. It'll be messy, but it will be so cleansing. E-vengeance is good, saith the me. And now, everyone that used some gracious and nice lady's funeral as a pulpit for your damnable politics, off with your heads. No clapping on that one. Don't think it was necessary. Oh, God, I feel better. That felt good. I'm done. Thing number one. That's done. I'd like to pass on a little reminder to change your smoke and fire and whatever other alarms and detectors you might have in your home, because I did today, and when I do that, I like to tell everyone I speak to, and sometimes I just yell it out, just scream it at the sky when nobody seems to be listening at me, because I hate that, in the hope that some few will go home and check and change. It's one of my more namby-pamby habits. So sue me. Just check and change your thingies. And speaking of thingies, thing number two. One good turn. Check this out. This is a story out of Buffalo, New York that you might have to hear twice to believe, so it'll fit in all those crinkly bits in your brain. This kid saved the life of a woman who had saved his life years earlier. 7 years ago, Kevin Steven was hit in the chest with a bat, and his heart stopped beating. They were at a baseball game, of course, not a eek-eek flying in a cave bat, the wood kind. Fortunately for him, there was a nurse there at the game whose son was on the same team as Kevin. Her name's Penny Brown, and she was able to revive him, thereby saving his life. She was supposed to be at work that night, but at the last minute had got the day off and was able to go see her son's game. For what reason? The amazing second part of the story. A week ago or so, the same nurse, Miss Penny Brown, was eating at a restaurant when she began to choke on her food. People were screaming, "Somebody help, help." She couldn't breathe. She's scared. Everybody's freaking out. But the employees at the restaurant, who knew Kevin was a volunteer firefighter, yelled into the kitchen for him to come out and help her. So, of course, he did. Performed the Heimlich maneuver, which he had been trained in CPR classes, because he's an Eagle Scout, which is a good thing, even if some people think it's geeky. Anyway, It was good for her. It was good for him. After everyone calmed down at the restaurant, they realized the amazing twist of fate, or whatever, that they had just witnessed, because 7 years ago, she saved his life, and now at the tender age of 17, he had been able to return that favor. Now, just how often does that happen? I don't think it's very often. Needless to say, they were both pretty freaked out. I know I would be. On a Saturday after the incident, the two met up at a fire station where Kevin volunteers, good boy, and he gave her some flowers, and his parents got to see her, I'm sure hug her. Anyway, that was all cool. They had one of those Kodak moments. When I read of this, I wondered yet again, and for the probably kajabillionth time, how the heck things line up for this stuff. I mean, who has got the controls, and what sort of strange sense of humor have they got? Well, congratulations to Kevin and Penny for weirding me out the most so far this year. Excellent job. Thing two, finito.
While vacationing in Mexico, an American tourist runs out of gas. At the same instant, hundreds of miles away, his twin brother experiences gas after eating Mexican food.
I'll be you, man.
It's dismissed as coincidence. A man boards a plane at Kennedy Airport in New York. At the same moment in Massachusetts, Senator Ted Kennedy planes aboard in his workshop.
That looks flush now.
It's written off as chance. Lifetime Books presents an incredible new 50-volume set. Totally unrelated events of no consequence. Yes, for just $19.95, we'll send you Volume 1 absolutely free. Inspect it, look it over. You may even want to read it. And if you're not completely satisfied in 30 days, we'll send you Volume 2. And you'll continue to receive a new volume each month for the rest of your lifetime.
No, not again.
A man cancels his contract with Lifetime Books, and yet 5 years later, he's still receiving volumes from the Civil War series. Just a coincidence? You be the judge.
Lifetime Books, third-class books at first-class prices.
And thing number three, the GWOD grandiloquent word of the day, and instant gratification. The grandiloquent word of the day today, beginning with the letter E, edacious. Two different etymological dictionaries. One has it adverb, the other adjective. Go figure. They both say it means voracious and devouring. And rather than use it in a sentence, I'm going to rant a little bit. Watch this. Edacious is voracious, as is the proof of the need of today's society for instant gratification. On Google, really quick searching, my search results came back to me numbering 4,420,000 for instant gratification. The search took me 0.08 seconds. I was utterly enraged that it took so long. I mean, what do they think I have? Tons of time to wait? A watch that stops time? Complete seconds to wait for information that would have taken me, God, weeks to get only a few years ago? I want fast stuff quickly and in a rapid fashion, and I want it now. No, I want it yesterday. I want it fast food and fast cars and fast home closings and fast music and fast cleaning and fast dentists and fast grocery shopping and faster flirting and, hey, hurry up with that life over here. Just breathe, folks. Just breathe. Thing number three, complete. And now it's time for the ever-famous, I'm sure you've been waiting for it, but I really hope not, sign-off. As always, check the links, bottom right of the show page, threethings.podomatic.com. As well as pertinent links to today's show things. There are links to other show things and other things I just find to be interesting things. Think I've said things enough? Perhaps that should be a trivia question. This has been Jenna. I have made three things. I hope I entertained, but I shan't linger. Support our military, war aside. Forgive yourself, and please be happy. Good day.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
I'll be back.
Well, goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven, because it hasn't.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
You dudes get lost now here.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
Hasta la vista, baby.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
We could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I can't do any more damage around this popsicle stand. I'm out of here!
Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
This has been a most unusual day.
What turn it off, man?
Y'all come back here.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I'm out of here.